Hey guys, this is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night conference call. Thank you all for being here. There's those of you that are actually on a phone line, and those of you that are on the air or on the internet at BBS Radio. And we have an interesting night tonight. You know, I think both nights are interesting, but some seem to be more than others. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, and which my guest is one of those, Mary Margaret, are you on the line?
I'm here and eager and ready.
You are? Well, wonderful.
I'm ready to roll.
Well, let me just tell you that we are actually simulcasting over a telephone line and over the internet. And right now, we probably have 10 or 12 people on a telephone line listening to you, and they can talk back and give their feedback. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah. So say hello to Mary Margaret.
Hello, Mary Margaret.
Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
Now, I don't usually have guests on this show, Mary Margaret, because usually I don't think anyone's as good as me. So I say,
oh. I love that.
So in your case, I made an exception. And Mary Margaret is a... Now, I don't know her for a long time, but I've heard of her for a long time. And the way I first heard of her, oh, I guess it was about 8 years ago, when I was writing for the Messenger newspaper out of Los Angeles, and there was one place that the editor was dropping her paper off to, and in Sedona, and that was with Mary Margaret's healing center, and she would tell me all the time she was going to Sedona and going to the healing center, and I kept hearing Mary Margaret's name. And then when my book first came out, and I was in Sedona, I dropped in to this place that I knew was Mary Margaret's Healing Center, and I went in to show the guys there who were working together. They had a store in the front that had books, and I was convincing them that they should be carrying my book, and I started telling them what's in the book, and they said, oh, everyone in Sedona knows that already. And so I said, oh, my God, everyone in Sedona knows that. So that was kind of interesting. And then Sunday, I was in a famous Jose restaurant of Sedona. It's actually, it's known for its the best value meals in Sedona, called Cafe Jose. And Mary Margaret walked in, and I was happened to be sitting in reach of the cash register, and I heard her say her name, and I may have seen her, but I certainly wouldn't have recognized her if I hadn't heard her say her name. And then I immediately said, oh, that's that woman I've been hearing about, and I invited her to sit down with us. Daphne and I were there. And then she went and joined this group of people in probably about 10 people gathered around a table, and I kept, and we were sitting in one room, and 10 people were sitting in another, and I kept seeing and feeling this light energy rising from the tops of the heads of the people that were all sitting around her, and I went in, and it was like immediately, it was as if all our lights were joined. I was immediately in the group energy of that group, and they were in my group energy, and it turns out that Mary Margaret has a church, would you call it a church, Mary Margaret?
Oh, it is. It's everybody in the church is ordained ministers. It's the University of Life Church based in Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh. And so that was your congregation sitting at the table, right?
That was part of them, yes.
Part of your congregation, okay.
Right.
And so I have to say this was one far-out group of people, and it's like, how many of those people sitting at the table channel Mary Margaret?
Everybody.
Everybody, every single person, right?
Every person there at the table is a very outstanding channel.
Okay. So, I thought, you know, now I'm learning how to do this. We've never done this before. So I'm leaving the conference line open so everyone is listening to you. So I'm going to ask you some questions, but then I'll take some time and have some of the people on our line ask a question if they want to.
Absolutely. I love that.
And my goal, let me just share with you that my goal in doing this conference call and doing what I'm doing on the Internet was to create a circumstance where we could create a group energy over the phone and over the Internet. So instead of just having information pass, there would be an actual energy that each person that was listening could feel and partake of. That the premise being, and this is something I learned kind of by experimenting, the premise was that all of us exist outside of this dimension, as well as with our bodies in this dimension. And the part of us that's outside of this dimension follows our intention. So if we intend to join outside of this dimension and commune our souls, the intention to do that just causes it to happen unless somebody doesn't want it to happen, and then it doesn't happen for them. But when souls join in communion, we have a group energy, and then, of course, I was communicating with these two group souls. I've been communicating with the Elohim group and the Ra group, and they can move into the same dimensions as our group energy that we're establishing and join with them. And so I would ask them to join, and they would, everyone, or most of the people, or many of the people on the line, could experience a shift of the energy. So.
Oh, yeah, and this is the year of the major shift, too.
Yes.
This is the year of miracles and shifting to our next dimensional understanding.
Right. So the people that are listening on my line right now are really experienced at doing that. So there's a lot of loving energy coming to you, and it's kind of an unusual thing to create loving, safe energy like this with the group souls connected in a public broadcast. Do you know what I mean? You know about how the negative tries to stop things. So.
Oh, I do. I'm acquainted with it. I've been aimed at and fired on, and we just fire back. It's that simple.
Great. So, listen,
and you stay out of fear, and you identify them. You say, I know who you are. I know you're so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'm sending back what you sent to me. I don't need it. And it's gone that quick.
Mm-hmm. Great. So tell me, What inspired you to start a church? And when did you discover that you were a wacko?
When I was a very young child, unfortunately. you know, all of you picture back when you're a child, everything that you see, and if it's new or it's not new, or, you know, you assume that everybody understands what you're doing, that they see what you see. So my mother said I was someplace between age 2 and 3. And all of a sudden, I would stand up for no apparent reason and start running across the room with my hands raised towards the ceiling. And I would be chattering, and she was trying to catch what I was saying. And then she would say, Margaret, what are you doing? What, do you see something? And I would say, you know, like a young child of that age, angels, angels. And my mother said, did she say angels? And so anyway, my birth father was not a very kind man, and he kept screaming at her to lock me in my room, and she wouldn't do that. So he would get mad when I started running crisscrossed around the room and reaching up and saying angels. So he'd leave the house, he'd slam the door and all that wonderful thing. And one day she got the idea to say, show me exactly, point to where they are. And I would point and she'd start feeling, and then she lifted me up one day so that I could show her, you know, put my hands there. And she put me down and she, you know, tried to put her hands as close as she could get, and she said, oh, there are beings here. It's so warm. Oh, it's so comforting. And then she said something like she had an ache in her back or something, and she said, my backache is gone. So that escalated. And so my mother, wherever she took me, she would say, you can say whatever you want not in our home, but you need to be careful. You need to tell me what you're seeing. Don't tell everybody who's standing around. And so that was my introduction to the I could see things people couldn't see. And I grew up that way. I grew up seeing beings. We tracked back through a regression at age 3. We had a flat tire on the side of the road, and we were on a non-busy little roadway. And I was the oldest of 4 children, so there were 2 others at that time. And this beautiful being came, and I realized nobody could see it but me. And he bent over and he said, we're going to fix the tire, and it's going to be okay. And you go, you know, tell your family everything is going to be fine. And then the tire inflated.
What's the problem hearing this?
What, honey? I didn't hear the question.
Whoever is talking, is everybody hearing her properly?
Yes, we can hear.
Pardon?
It's got to be your phone because everybody's hearing her.
Okay. Let's see. I'm right at the phone, and I'm trying to.
Oh.
Is that better?
Yeah, I just muted everybody, so it makes better sound. No background noise. I'll unmute them when they have them ask a question. Go ahead.
Okay, well, as the tire inflated, my mother turned around and looked at me, and I pointed at my new friend, which we discovered was an ET. It was actually my introduction to the Pleiadians. And so they came often. They were around my family as well as myself. One of them was always in the car when we drove. I would tell my mother. My mother is the only one that actually understood and knew. The Pleiadians have looked out for me since I was a very young child. And then around age 12, I was introduced to Solarians and Centurions. My mother could feel them, so she would get very excited because she could actually feel what was happening. And she would say to them, I so wish I could see you the way Margaret can, but I know it's a special gift. I know she has to be protected. And so at age 13, I was helping my mother on a Saturday clean the house. And all of a sudden, this light went off. Angels arrived. And I heard all these things. And I went into the front room and I said, Mother, Adam and Eve isn't correct. The Bible has been changed. And she just looked at me. And at 13, you know, nobody ever said that to me. So from there, I said also, Now, by this time, I'm hearing telepathically. I could hear from them telepathically. So when
Mary Margaret?
I'm here.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
When you saw them, did you see energy forms? Did you see bodies? Did they look like us? What did you see?
Okay, Pleiadians are very human-like looking, and there's the Orions are human-looking, Centurions are human-looking. Pleiadians are average height, 7 feet tall. I've seen blondes as well as dark hair. I have red hair. I've never seen red hair on a Pleiadian. And the knowing, so I'd say to my mother who's in the room or how many are in the room, and so she just kept supporting me because the more I saw, the more she realized I was going to need shielding from other people. So, yeah, I could see them. How do I describe this? It's almost like you're looking at them on a screen. So I actually see them, and I see their features. Some people see the energies. So, you know, it's different for everybody. Everybody sees differently. And a lot of people feel more than see. So I encourage everybody to take what you feel, know you're feeling correctly, reinforce that we are in a changing time where the whole planet is moving to a fifth dimensional understanding, that we're doing all these wonderful things, and most of us know something's happening, but we're not sure what it is. So I know as new people come to me, they come because they heard that, you know, I take out negative implants. They've heard I can channel and talk to ETs. More people are seeking knowledge on ETs than ever before. I traveled extensively for many years, starting in 91, and I came off the road around 2002 due to an unfortunate fall. And I've traveled many places, and they're so much more enlightened outside of the United States than we are in the United States. I've met so many gifted people who are afraid to tell anybody. And then somebody's met me, and they'll call and say, I'm very frightened to speak to you, but my friend said you'll understand. When I meet families with young children who are seeing, and most children see, and then they're shut down by their parents who can't see and who say, like my birth father, you know, keep her in a room, don't let anybody see her, but my mother stood up to him and wouldn't do that. But the families can't see, so how can a child see? So it's a fantasy. And we need to really pay attention to young children who can see. Babies can see everybody in the other dimensions. That's why babies are turning their heads and looking all the time. You know how they're looking at their hands, but then they look past their hands? Mm-hmm. So we need to be very aware of the young children starting in babyhood and moving forward in a beautiful way that says, I am here to make a difference. All the new children, when my grandson was born in 1985, I said, oh, my goodness, we have a knowing child here. We've got to really support him as he grows up and all the things he's going to see. 2 years later, his sister was born the same way. And so it's just an amazing time. We have to be so aware of the young children, and that we need to not shut them down. We need to believe what they're telling us.
Hey, Mary Margaret?
Yes.
Let me unmute everybody and see if anyone on the line has a question for you, okay?
Absolutely.
What you shared, hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, the lines are open.
Hi, this is Jean. I'd like to ask you, my grandson sees a red light that flies around in the bedroom at night, and he said it's very fast. Can you tell me what that is?
Okay, let me hear. Can I have his first name?
Christopher.
Christopher. Great name. Okay, Christopher is being contacted by the beings that are called butterfly people. The butterfly people don't come to many people, and they choose the people as a child. They choose those that are going to be able to come forward and with no inhibitions and, you know, reach out in a new way. The butterfly people have one of the highest intelligence that we on planet Earth can be a part of. And so I'm able to see them and channel them. And when I heard his name and asked, they said, it's us, the butterfly people. He's very, very gifted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Are the butterfly people another dimensional group that's around Earth, or are they from another place?
They're fifth dimensional, and they come from, I'm going to be honest with you, they tell me the planet's name, I can't pronounce it, but I figure when we get closer to the end of 2008, I'll be able to bring in the name of their planet.
Okay.
And they're beautiful beings. They're about... I've seen them 3 feet to 5 feet tall, and the most amazing wingspans, and they like to come in through the windows. Is, you know, they don't have any problem just transmuting right through a window. And so that's how they reach him. They come right through the windows, and they're working with him. He's going to be just an amazing young person, and he'll take that gift all the way up into adulthood with him.
So they can be around people, but the person, other people can't see them, right? Most
That's people. Correct.
Okay, but they can be.
But you know what you can do is what my mother did. You know, if you can do that, show me, and you might be surprised that you can see the light also. Show me what else you're seeing, and you know you can feel around there. What age is Christopher?
Four and a half.
So how does he tell you about it? What does he say?
Well, he tells his mom, and he sees all kinds of things, and he tells her he sees angels, and he sees, well, there was a blue light that scared him, but the rest, none of the other is not been afraid of anything else. He's seen a lot of colors come in, and he said they were healing his mom because she was hit by a drunk driver several years
ago.
Oh,
dear.
But he,
well, we'll send her lots of love, blessings, and healing. It's very important. It's so good that she understands him and talk about it and see how he feels and see if you can be in the room, ask the permission of the beings. Say you've been identified as the butterfly people. May I be in the room with you? She might want to say that. May I be in the room? And I would love to see the light. And many times they'll just go ahead and you will start to see the light opened up by the energy of your grandson. That's very exciting.
Also, he's seen... We have taken pictures in that same room with and caught on film like a fairy. And it's a
fairy,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, angels and fairies are real. Fairies are smaller than angels. And if I may explain my seeing in the other dimensions, like if you were in the healing room with me, would that be all right to explain that to everybody?
Yes.
In the healing room, when you first walk in, I sit with you and introduce you to your personal angels. Every person on planet Earth has a personal angel, and I see between 5 and 9 for each person. These angels help you so much. you know, there's about to be an accident and a miracle happens. And God created angels to assist the beings on all the planets. So angels are used to having us talk to them and tell them what to do. So it's so important for us to stay focused. Know we're in a changing time. No planet Earth is moving towards a fifth-dimensional understanding. I have a little booklet out called Noletarians, Humans from Another Planet. Noletaria is one of three planets that are by planet Earth that we can't see. They shield themselves. And when I said directly, why do you stay shielded from us? She said, you're too warlike. We need you to calm down. We need more people like you and, you know, the people in Sedona and around the world. I mean, people are waking up everywhere. The energies, it doesn't matter where you live, the energies are waking up people to ask questions that even 6 months ago they would not have asked about. And so we're inundated with people coming to Sedona looking for somebody who'll just talk to them. And I'm one of the few healers that I do not charge you to sit and talk with you. You know, everybody else puts the clock on. And at our center, we had our center for 9 years before the property was unexpectedly sold. And we had a place where you could come. So you couldn't afford a healing, so we'll come and sit with you in the meeting room and we'll talk to you and do whatever we can for you. We never turned anybody away, and I still do that now. And we're hoping to get ourselves, I was, had a series of falls over a 2-year period, and I've totally recovered. I can run and walk and hike again, and I can dance again and do things that I couldn't do before. So we're going to start looking for property again. This time buy it instead of lease it so we don't get chucked off the property.
Excuse me, there's someone with a TV set on that's interfering with our hearing, Mary Margaret.
Shall I mute it? I'll mute it. I'll tell you what. Let's ask one more question, and then I'll mute everybody. Anyone else have a question?
Well, Mary Margaret, this is Wayne in South Carolina. I've been reading the book by Barbara Machiniak, found it was about the Palladium. Are these the same ones you're in touch with?
Yes, absolutely. They're the same. And I have a very high regard for Barbara, and I was so thrilled to be able to meet with her several times.
All callers are muted.
Okay, now I just muted everybody. Did anyone else have a question?
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, we're unmuted. Any more questions?
Can you tell us anything about the this year and the specific changes that are about to occur?
Yes, I can.
See them now.
Thank you for asking.
All callers are muted.
I started channeling, I've been channeling most of my life, but to do with this year, around October, new information started coming through about the movement of planet Earth into the fifth dimensional understanding. Although we've been aware of that for many, many years, it's upon us, and it's very exciting. People who have not done very nice things to me have come and asked to talk to me and that they have a lot of things they don't understand. I talk to everybody. And so here's what we're saying since October 2007. Planet Earth is taking everybody on the planet. There is, unfortunately, a metaphysical theory going around, and you have to understand that a lot of metaphysical, spiritual people are out for money, and they don't care how correct their information is. So you have to really pay attention that the person comes from the heart, and the person really wants to make a difference to assist you to be the best you can be in your life's walk. And so when I started channeling in October, that the key to the shift into our fifth dimensional understanding is in the year of 2008. Look for many miracles, miracles for individuals as well as groups of people who have gathered together, and for churches and for circles, different peace circles and peace meditations are more prevalent than ever before. And so in this time, they said starting in the month of March, and this is March, that many personal miracles would happen for people. Something they've wanted to do for years, they'll be able to do. Something they've tried to understand. A relationship, maybe with an in-law, that just doesn't work, will suddenly start working. Ask your angels on your way to sleep time, what is it that you would like in your life that would really help you? So here's a miracle. We've already had three miracles in our life that I won't take the time now, but it's been, this is something we've been asking for a long time. And so as the energies come in stronger and stronger to push each individual into the mode for the dimensional shift, you'll be able to manifest things easier. Prayers will be answered faster. More people are getting headaches than ever before. And so what I tell everybody is most people know where the third eye is, or what I call the intuitive center. And you take your right center finger. I had a chiropractor some years ago who used to drive me crazy, because when I would channel things for her, I would say, take the right center finger and do this and put it there and, you know, put it down on the heart. And she said, what's with the right center? And I would say, I don't know. That's what I'm hearing. So then what we discovered was I went into the office one day to have my appointment with her, and she said, well, God has answered my question. Look at this. In the current medical book, they have now scientifically proved that although the hands and the fingers are very healing, the right center finger heals more, faster, and deeper than any other finger on both hands. So then the next thing was she stopped teasing me, and if you have a headache, it's one of two things. It's one, the DNA strands getting ready to reconnect. The other thing is your third eye is starting to develop faster than normal. And so you take your right center finger with a headache right to the third eye, take a deep breath, and then you tap, hold, tap, tap, hold. Release the breath. Breathe in again. We'll do the pattern one more time. Tap, hold, tap, tap, hold, and release the breath. And you do that, and then suddenly there's a break in the headache, and it's just gone. So our some people have pains in the back of the neck starting at the C7 bone, which is the little bone that sticks out at the base of the neck. And what happens with that is that's the most important bone in the body. And by tapping with the right center finger, tapping that bone, you can clear aches and pains by saying, be gone, be gone, God help, be gone, be gone. I ask my personal angels to help me with getting this pain subsided. Be gone, be gone. And you always say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, the beings that I can and cannot see. Now, if you can't ever see beings, you still say that I can and cannot see, because that is going to enable you to move forward in a beautiful way and begin to see. saying, I can see. You really can. You don't know it yet. Your senses aren't developed to let you be a good receiver. And so it's very important that we stay focused. We're going through a change none of us should be frightened about. If you pick up a book that frightens you, then throw it in the trash, seriously. All books need to support you, to assist you to be everything you've come to this planet to be a part of. The wonderment of who we are and what we are, and the wonderment that we are finally coming out of the fog of the third dimension and into the seeing and the elevated energies of the fifth dimension. And I can hardly wait so that everybody will be like me. It'll be so much fun. Won't it be fun to talk telepathically to your family? You don't need a phone. Won't it be wonderful to just send messages telepathically? We're going to be able to eventually, I think in 2009, towards the end, we'll be able to talk to each other telepathically. We can have conversations like this where, you know, 10, 12, 14 people say, here, let's all get together at a certain time on a certain evening, and we'll be able to do this telepathically. It's going to be even more exciting telepathically than it is this way. And then we're going to be able to, by 2010, to teleport. We're not going to have to jump on an airplane. We're going to be able to teleport. Now, a lot of this information is being kept from the public because as you become aware and you find out, you can start asking, I'm open to receiving these gifts. We're going to not be putting out as much money. We're not going to depend on the airlines to get us where we need to go or the car. And, you know, they're coming out with amazing cars at prices that are ridiculous. And it doesn't cost them anywhere near what it does to make a car as it does when they sell it to you. You know, they make it look like some big thing. I was just down and saw a Corvette that is $65,000 because they're using so-and-so paint and it can do 180 miles an hour. Okay, where are you going to take this car to open it up to 180 miles an hour? So we're getting ready to teleport and have all kinds of fun that we have no way of understanding right now. We're headed into a wonderful time and a wonderful space. Now, if I can say something on DNA strands.
Oh, Mary Margaret?
Yes.
I just want to throw in, I believe you read my book. You know, my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Yes.
The Rod Loop was saying exactly the same things, you know.
Do you
recall that? That we're moving into a space of moving your body from one place to another that way or where everyone is telepathic.
Right. It's going to be so exciting. And intentionally, when I set out to read Edgar Cayce books, a wonderful reader came and she said, don't read those books. You're already doing a lot of those things, and all it's going to do is shut you down and make you think more than you need to think. And because I didn't go to the reader, she just wandered in looking for me because she had a message. I really paid attention. I don't read certain books. I'll hear not to read the books because they're going to make me wonder and shut me down. So ask if this book is good. If I read this book, will I receive information to assist me to grow in the new way? And that's what people should do with all the books. Will this book assist me to grow in my new way? We need to open our minds. So I hear you. I understand that. And it's just, you know, so many people have heard what I say for the first time. So it's why I traveled so many years to reach as many people as I could. And let's see, most of us go up on the spaceships at least once a week. Did you know that? And
I'm not going to endorse everything you're saying. So
no, I understand that.
Okay.
But everybody has a turn so that in my section of the country, we go aboard a ship that's called the Star of David. And the Star of David hovers over the Four Corners area. And many of the light workers, we meet each other, and we remember the next day, oh, my goodness, I saw so-and-so while I was asleep. The rest of the time, we go into different dimensions we work. If you wake up one morning and you're heavy and you just don't know what to do with yourself, you can hardly get out of bed, that's because whatever dimensions you were working in, the work was very important. In your body, you outstretched yourself, you know what we're saying, you outdid yourself, and you come back tired. And when you get in the shower, it breaks the tiredness. The tiredness washes away, you get out of the shower, you're feeling terrific. So we go into different dimensions all the time, but we don't have enough strands connected to have the recall. And that recall is coming. So we have two DNA strands right now. And we have made amazing progress with only two strands. One is reproduction. The other is survival. That's why this is the only planet left that has wars. And the wars are coming to an end. And prayer is wonderful. Having prayer, continuous prayer, prayer circles, and at church every week, and we ask people to do it every day. We pray for peace on earth. And that every human being goes to sleep with a full tummy. And we bless bread as a symbol, and we send the energy through the four directions, and we ask for people to be enlightened, to honor each other, and to love each other. You don't have to understand a person to love them. And we need to be sending a lot of love and light over to China with what they're doing. This last thing is not a good thing. So send love, send light. Let the people of aggression be enlightened. And so is it okay for me to continue about the strands?
You know what? We have about, let's see, it's 44. We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
And how long will your discussion on the strands be?
Now, I'll just say what they're going to do, and then everybody can think about it. And if you have
I want to finish with a group prayer with all of us. And
that's wonderful.
To do that. So if you can take 2 minutes and talk about the strands, and then we'll go back to a prayer, and take advantage of the fact that we have a bunch of people on the phone line and listening all over the planet on the Internet to go to the next.
And I thank you so much for inviting me here. I really was excited about this. Very briefly, you heard about our two strands that we already have connected. The next one to be connected in around the end of 2008 and moving into 2009. The strand that lets us know exactly who, what, why is God. And we don't have to guess at what the God energy is. We'll know it. The next one is to be able to meet all those that you know, family, friends that have gone ahead of us, have returned into the arms of God. The next strand is a strand of non-aggression, and that's going to bring peace to planet Earth, non-aggression. The next strand to be reconnected is a strand to regenerate body parts as they wear out. That, for those of you who have heard about the extended lifetime that's coming, that's what's going to enable us to have an extended lifetime. And then we'll be able to speak to the animals, to the flowers, to the trees, to the rocks, to the mountains, and so many things that we're going to be able to do. The new way is going to be so uplifting, so exciting, to understand God, to understand angels, to know that they were created to enable us to have an easier life on planet Earth. So I don't need to name all of them, but they're just so wonderful, the new life here on planet Earth, and it's for everybody. There's a rumor going around that some of the people will die during the transition. Nobody is going to die. Everybody's going to live in a brighter light than we ever thought we could live in. So thank you so much, Wynn, for inviting me to be here. I am just so excited. And we called a lot of people to get on internet, so a lot of people, we got the numbers to them, and several people have helped with phoning, so everybody heard. So I'm just very, very excited. And today I got good news, Wynn, that I told you briefly. My TV show was going to start in April, and we're going to shoot the pilot this week, which I didn't know until about 2 o'clock today. So as we do the pilot, we'll have you on the show.
Well, that's really exciting, and I look forward to it. And I really thank you for joining us today. And don't leave now, because we're going to do a planetary prayer.
Absolutely. I would not leave in time for a prayer. This is very important.
So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and each person listening anywhere in the world on their computer. And we see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, those of you who free-willingly choose to do so, we intend that the parts of ourselves that are multidimensional can come together in oneness, in communion. And we create a group energy. And we invite those positive service to other energies, groups, intelligences to join our group energy that are operating in the Christed light, in the law of one. We now created a huge group energy that each of you can draw on individually and bring that light into your own personal space. We send this light to some of those places around the world that need it. We send it to Washington, D.C. We send it to the Middle East. We send it to Chicago, to Florida, to Los Angeles, and to Sedona. And any place you think of right now, see that place and focus that energy towards it. Anyone you can think of that needs the light, see them in your heart, feel them, and send them this energy. And let me just turn it over to Mary Margaret and let her add what she would like to our group energy.
In the love and light of who each of us are, we work in the other dimensions in the way we don't understand. The more tired we are in the morning, the more we've done during our sleep time. I bless each of you, your families, your friends, people that you don't understand. Make a little more effort to understand them, to spread the light. And then a few weeks ago, God came in and said, when you say love and light, follow it with love and bright. We're all going to be so bright and so loving like we are on other planets. And planet Earth deserves the gratitude for we have, without knowing, we have accepted a karma that reaches back many millenniums. And it's so important for us to know that the karma is lifted and we're going to be enlightened like the rest of all the universes and all the galaxies. Bless each one of you individually. Bless you, Wynn, and bless you, Daphne.
Thank you very much. And we say goodbye to everyone on BBS. And Mary Margaret, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes?
Quickly, tell people your website.
My website is www.earthmotherhealingcenter.org. We are a 501c3. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for those of us still on the phone line, we'll do our individual calling in of the light now, and we're going to say goodbye to BBS and goodbye to Mary Margaret. And thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye. It's my pleasure.